to sobrigede de bossa tali castora. Lebrado sobrigede jaliato sobrianda. Mandelicato sobriacato sobridishke. Malicato sobrianda licataliata. Malicato sobridishke. Father, tonight, the second day of our fast, we look to you, for the arm of flesh is weak, but you are strong. We thank you for the word that you gave us yesterday. We thank you for the word that you've given us that has kept us through these years. Father, we turn to the table of the word again tonight. We ask that you will open our ears, open our heart, give sight to the blind. We give you praise and we honor you. Give God praise tonight if you will. Good evening. Please be seated. Awesome. Okay. When I said please be seated, I didn't realize how many people are standing. Okay. Okay, this is smaller than I thought actually. It's for fellowship, really. It's not for pity to come, it's for fellowship. So if there's any empty seat in front of you, just sit there and pretend as if you brought the chair from home. Your sound here is terrible though, but I'll work with it. That keyboard, I think you need to throw it in that sea behind you. I was listening to some keys yesterday in COT. That's keys, right? That was keys. For children to practice, but the man on it is anointed, so he will make it work. I greet all the pastors. I believe Pastor Daniel has done a good job at that. Yesterday we were with the COD family. Amazing. If you're here for the first time, fortunately or otherwise, it is our prayer and fasting season. So I'm sure when you come back next week, it's going to be more fellowship like. But tonight we're going to pray. Huh? This is too cold for me, though. So your response to the word will let me know what direction I should go, or if I should just redirect myself and just tell you something that makes everything calm. So it's your response now. We began to speak yesterday about time, so to speak. I don't know what you heard, but we're speaking about time and the times of our lives, the things that happen. And what God wants to do is majorly for us to be aware of what time zone we've entered into. One of the things that stood out for me yesterday was when we, first of all, realized what does spirit mean. Spirit means timeless. And so when Jesus breathed upon them and said, be filled, receive you the Holy Ghost, it was breathing timelessness into them, that they will become timeless beings. People who, even though the body will die, the record of what they will do will not cease. It was in Acts chapter 2 that the apostles became timeless. They received the Holy Ghost in the upper room. And because of that, a book was written called the Acts, the Deeds of the Apostles. It was their act. They became timeless. And they became men and women. Whom we read in 2018. Even though their bodies have died many years ago. Are you with me tonight? Is this place too cold or something? And so, when we say let time begin, the exploits of Peter, when Peter was a fisherman, was not going to be timeless. As a matter of fact, when Jesus will appear to him, those exploits become zero. Oh my God. And a new chapter will open up in his life called the timeless Peter. Yes, sir. The eternal spirit. What was programmed on the inside of Peter all his life. The reason why Peter came to this realm. When Jesus met Peter by the sea, Gennesaret, he only activated time. In the life of Peter, saying to Peter, you fished fishes, but follow me and I will make you fisher of men, because your destiny, the angels, the ministering spirits that were sent ahead of you came to look for Peter, the fisher of men, not the fisherman. You're not with me already tonight. Did you hear what I just said now? You know what I just said now will make a meaning later if you don't note it. It was Peter, the fisher of men. Not Peter, the fisherman. Fish defined him. Oh my God. Fish defined Peter. In other words, they, whenever they see him, they just see a man who goes to the sea and he throws a line. He throws a line into the sea, and that's the definition. He was a fisherman. Doesn't say, why are they excited? You don't know what made us. You don't know the power that makes men on the street become the kind of home that I went to yesterday. What the Revival Center, the kind of house you live in. I hope you know this is what businessmen are running helter skelter for every day. Those little fools out there. This is the word that creates us. This is it. So whenever they see Peter, they see him as a guy who throws a line. Are you really ready for the word tonight? Because I can change this in any direction if you are too cold for me. And if the microphone keeps misfunctioning, I'll just say, let us pray. He will throw a line in, and then that defines his life. So, whatever had been created before Peter came is what he used for fishing. He's a fisherman. When Jesus said to him, come and I will make you fisher of men. I will teach you how to build a line. Something that is not what you meant. I will teach you building a line. That's what they call fisher of men. Why? So that you can train others to go use that line. You're not going to use the line. You're not going to use what was created before you. You will create men and build them. I'm coming somewhere tonight. So there are two different things. So yesterday night, we received the timeless spirit. What makes a man timeless? What makes a woman timeless? The Holy Spirit. I was thinking of one of your sisters tonight. And one of the brothers kept saying to me, I don't want the spirit of so-so-so on her. I said, what's the spirit of so-so-so? He said, the spirit of low. You know, I'm just low. Now, I'm going to have a conversation with the sister saying, look, you're already becoming timeless. I say, oh, that's the spirit of blah, blah. Low current. Low current just comes out of nowhere. Boom. Spirits are timeless. So another thing we established yesterday night. What's the other thing we established? Let me think now. Huh? I thought someone is going to help me now. Say that again. Age. Thank you. Because that's where we're going to start from tonight. I wanted to hear that. Thank you. On the age, both from scriptures and from English, I've never understood when they say someone is under age. So give me that scripture on the screen and we start from there tonight. Are you ready for the word tonight? Second day of fasting. Jesus said, for without prayer and fasting, this kind cannot go forth. Let the word keep struggling. I've told you, there are 2007, the earth economic disaster. The one coming this year, early next year, is going to be worse. Let them keep struggling. But let us cook the word and eat well, because you, one of you will be like a storm. Then another one of you, listen, another one of you will be like a shelter from the storm. You don't understand what that means. Why would you be like a storm? You will disrupt industries. Then you will shelter those who are coming from the disruption. Is this going to come or not? Or should we just read? Okay, Galatians chapter 4. Who is the Bible reader tonight? Thank you. Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, read then.
What I am saying is...
Chai. It's not that English girl. Read properly, sister.
What I am saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he is no different from a slave. Although he is...
Do you remember what it means to be underage? It means it's under the power of that age. Under the force of the age. So what we need, what we're going to break free from tonight is where I stopped yesterday. We're going to break free from this age. So the reason why a child will weigh on their own body is because they are under the age. So the age has power over them. So God says the reason why we don't enter into our inheritance is because we are under age. But this fasting, listen, you're already sacrificing, you're already giving like your future when you were under age. Is a way to redeem time. Do you understand that? Now, you cannot redeem a time that has not been wasted. I'm about to show you something tonight. You cannot redeem a time. You cannot redeem a time if that time was not wasted, right? So, the amount of time wasted is opportunity to redeem a lot of time. So, if you are 27, you haven't wasted much time to redeem a lot of time. So, guess what God does? It goes into your generation. I'm struggling with this now, though. It goes back into your generation. I'll show you scriptures in a minute. And God gathers time, looking for somebody who can buy that time back. Don't trace me to the failure of my forefathers. Their failures, right, is an opportunity for me. I can buy the sacrifices that they made. I can buy back that time. This is why I can tell you confidently that the Latter-day Revival is coming from our community. That the best banks that will be built, the best technology that will be discovered, is coming from our generation. Spark Nation, why are you paying this much price? There are people that wasted time in your past generation, but God has been looking for those who will buy it back. Therefore, redeeming time, you go buy it back and bring it into the present. Why did they not use the time they were under? They were under. So when we study history, when we read history, you read black history, you read all this sort of history, whatever the history is. The reason why God exposes us to that is not so that we can develop a Black Panther attitude, a Lubian rubbish. That's not what he's saying. What the reason why we need to know is to know the things that could have been. When the sound sounds like this, how do you want the sound cloud to be, though? What are we going to do? I know it's not your fault, but... So he reveals these things to us, not so that we can cause a riot, but so that we can buy back what has been wasted, so that a generation can rise up that will not be under the influence of the age that they belong to. A child, what I'm saying is that as long as an heir is underage, he's no different from a slave. Why were we slaves? Why did we have promise? And you say, you see, people of color or whatever color you belong to tonight, and say, well, we are very strong, we are very athletic, we are very this and very that, but we are very poor. Why? Why did that happen? We were underage. We were under the influence of age. So how can I raise a generation of new leaders if I can take someone that is 10 years old, 12 years old, and make them to go above age, even when they are in age? At age, you can be above age. Look at the world. How do you know those who will succeed? You can have your mates behaving like your mates should behave. You didn't hear that one. You can have age mates that will behave like that age should behave. Why are you separate? Because you are not under that age. What is age? Therefore, time. Age is time. So there's a newspaper called The Times, right? What does The Times do? It tells you what is going on now, life. Huh? It tells you, well, in Afghanistan, so-so-so is going on. In London, so-so-so is going on. Someone based their whole life on whatever The Times. Yeah? What does The Times say this morning? It's called Daily Times. The Times of Life. If you go to Bloomberg, they say, what is The Times on the market? They say, right now, gold prices is rising, right? Or gold price is dropping. crypto is doing well, or this, that, that, that is happening to so. So based on whatever they tell you the times are, guess what people will do? They will invest. Oh my God, are you with me tonight? They will take their own time and put it in the information, because their time has become money now. They've worked for 30 days and they've made £1,000, God forbid, but let's say they've made £1,000. Then they wait, those who have a sharp mind to invest, then they wait for what the times are saying. Then when they say, wow, gold is rising, the guy takes his time. I started last week by saying, don't let me take your time, right? The guy takes his time and put it into what time is saying. So in this realm, there are two times. There's a time of our lives that we invest by compulsion. Please don't remove this scripture, because when we are underage, we were slaves. We walked by compulsion. We walk because we have to walk. But the people who rule this age, they have certain informations. They are the big investors. Wherever they got their money from, many of them got it from the times of their forefathers. And so when Rockefeller, we get it from the times of his own forefathers, he can walk into something he did not work for. Please, I'm taking you somewhere tonight. So what he's enjoying is not what he produced by his own time. So anytime anybody enters into something that they did not produce by their own time, they will control how other people spend their own time. They are not hearing me. I don't know if it's the seed, the water, spirit. I don't know what's going on, but I repeat, each time. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. So someone owns this company, someone owns that company, and they built big conglomerate that other people invest into. Now, a child, as long as he's a child, is a slave. Even though he owns everything. So now I've got to bring you to this realm and use this realm as an example and say to you, Rockefeller, I'm just repeating what I've said before. The great grandson of Rockefeller walked into something he did not work for. Some people paid the price of time through many generations. Then he earned what he did not work for. The accumulation of the times of many generations. I'll tell you what is available for you. Why God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Acquire their time. I'm going to take you into scripture shortly, so that we can know what belongs to us. We can know what is freely given to us. We can know why we are beginning to prosper. So now, Rockefeller's great-grandson or grandson walks into the accumulation of Mr. John Rockefeller, Mr. Mark Rockefeller, Mr. This Rockefeller. The same thing happens when our great-grandfathers, if they have been poor and they've wasted their time serving other gods, guess what happens? We walk into their wasted years and we begin to behave like them. That is why it doesn't matter how much Martin Luther King talks, how much Black History Month, what happens to us throughout ages, we just keep getting poorer and poorer and poorer, because information without the anointing, without the God of Abraham, is going to be a waste of time. Are you with me tonight? Are you really sure you're with me tonight? Are you ready for the word now? So these guys, we want to get to the control side now. So this guy that entered into a time that he did not work for, is now controlling how people will invest their money. What people are going to invest their money? These guys. The ones that are underage are the ones that are slaves. And because they are slaves, either they like it or not, they have to work. Isn't it? But the Bible says, even though he's working, even though he owns the whole estate, he owns everything, but he's underage. Later, the Bible will show us in this same scripture how that it's under guardian. And you know, we treated that yesterday. Angels. When we go to the angels, we go to the celestial churches. That they are guardians. But how do you now say, I will be a slave forever? That's why I call Michael and Gabriel. They are guardians. So you can't be under them, because you were under them when you were a child, right? Okay, now. Let me show you one scripture. And I'll try to stop because of your microphone. No, next time your leaders will know how to pay attention to things. It started from Abraham, the blessing. Yesterday we saw Genesis chapter 1. When God said, let us make man in our own image, and he blessed Adam. When he blessed Adam, Adam messed up. On Sunday, we saw Adam, the first man. This man, Adam, has never worked a day in his life. He entered into the time of time himself. We found that yesterday, if you remember, God is time. That's why time does not respect anybody, because it is the definition of God, and time is the God of this age. You didn't hear me. Time tells when a person should die. Time in this age controls everything. Seasons, our life, our times. You see, the time that you're wasting in sin, the time that you're wasting in discouragement, time does not repay you for those times. It doesn't care. It's not like, oh yeah, you were down for like 2 days and we have to just help you and give you 2 more days. No, no, no. It's gone. You're not going to have it back. And you're going to need enough investment of time in order to buy back time. The reason why I was created, the day I was born, God gave me a gift called time. In order to buy back what my generations could not buy. The best gift I've got is time. So some people decided, okay, I'm going to use mine to go to uni and learn a trade or learn a profession and make money out of time. So now who controls your time? Who controls your time? Those who have time, pass down to them. We're not going to make it if time is not passed down to us. No, you didn't understand that. If time it's not passed down to us, we're not going to make it. What would happen is that before we rise, our time will be up. You know why? Because we've spent time in the wilderness trying to find a way. That is why, check the Bible, everybody has a generation. It puts them in lineage so that they may benefit from the time of those who are before them. That's why we first ask, who is your father? So that everyone can benefit from the time of those who have gone ahead of them. And in case you can't benefit from the time of those who have gone in ahead of you, we need to search tonight how to balance up time. Have you got time for the word tonight? I realized about 7 years ago that I can buy into the time of the people that have gone ahead of me. And we say this just on the surface level, on the baby Christian level. Mentorship cuts down time, isn't it? Mentorship cuts down time, meaning that the time that you will have to spend making mistakes, there is someone that has gone ahead of you and they can teach you so that you don't have to learn in 10 years what you can learn in 5 minutes. Yeah? In case you don't believe that, that's why people go for training. They go for property training, this training. They even do marriage training, right? Because they don't want to go through the agony of other people. It is on the explanation of this scripture that I understand why God introduced himself like he did in the scripture I'm about to show you. What God wants us to do is to control the time of those who are underage, so that you can be 25 but you have the time of a 70-year-old. Why? Because you inherited it. Some parents have wasted the time of their children yet unborn. Destroy the life of children not born. Many of you came from broken homes. That is time broken already. Let me teach you how to detach from that root. Some of you came from homes of fathers who never learned how to train children. I didn't say they don't go to church. That's time gone. I remember this time thing. It doesn't wait. It judges. It's very cruel. It doesn't consider. It just moves. From the day God said, let there be light, from that moment, so that you also know, just going ahead of myself, so that you also know that from the day you became born again, time started. God help you that you don't go to a church where you can realize what is inside you, then there's problem. You've spent 5 years in the wilderness praying against enemies that do not exist. You walk around the bushes trying to heal somebody from a wheelchair. Someone is trying to raise someone from wheelchair. I said, this woman deserves to be on a chair. She's a gossip on chair. She's gossiping on wheelchair. Now you want to tell her to stand up and walk. More problem. We're going to have issues. Let her stay on the chair. Add another thing to the left leg. She's a gossip. Well, that's just by the way now. Come on, Tosio. So, all through history, Adam was the first guy that had so much time. You know, until Adam fell, there was no mention of his age. are none unto the day. If he did not fall, we would never know anything about his age. How was Eve born? Unlike the last Adam, Adam did not go through process, but he could walk in power. Why? Because he took the time of the timeless one. So he operated in eternity. I need my answer. Don't worry, teach me. Yeah. Hey. Okay. And so, because I'll walk with it, it's beautiful. Because he entered the time of the timeless one, he could do timeless things. Now, all through this week, all I'm asking you to do is let's enter timelessness. That's all. So Adam was not born from a woman. Adam did not go through process, the first Adam. He did not go through process. So, long story short, he wasted time. Anywhere there is time wasting, cause is inevitable. So now he's operating under a curse. And God walked through history until he found a man called Abraham. Guess what happened to Abraham? The first thing, this is what I want you to note about this. Because all of this is accumulation of time. Abraham had no child for a long time. Three people are getting me now. I repeat, you see Abraham, right? Even though he started to obey God early, his early obedience did not lead to early performance. Time was saved for a generation. Are you getting me now? You wonder why some promises don't come to pass quickly. And when they don't, those who are faithful want to change their mind. What they don't know is that you are working for a generation. Even though you will not lose as well. So Abraham walked with God until he almost got frustrated. I'm talking to someone tonight. So that you will know that the times of your life is not your own decision. God is working for a generation because you are timeless. What is your benefit in that? You understand that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. He's working on something called time for you. So Abraham did all of these things, working faithfully before God, doing everything right. But he spent a lot of time for Isaac to show up. When Isaac came, delays also. And so Isaac, apart from the delays he have in childbearing, which I've heard funny, spooky deliverance ministers try to equate that to generational problem. Are you mentally deranged? You know what happened to Abraham, I happened to Isaac as well. So let's break that generational curse. That is a mental derailment. Anyone say that to you, you pick your Bible and leave the place. They are not well mentally. This was God working in a generation according to his own promise and according to his own ways. It's not a curse. So Isaac came and time was delayed as well. Another place that Isaac experienced delay was building wells now. I want to show you how time was accumulated. He built three wells, and until the third one, there was no breakthrough for him. That looks like wasted time. But God stored up these times. How would we find out? We'll find out in Hebrew. It said, all these ones. It said, even though they saw and heard the promise, it said, but they are not complete without us. Have you ever read that scripture before? Quickly read that scripture for me. You said you're the Bible reader tonight. Long. Step up to us here. Step up to us here. Hebrews. And I want us to start praying by 9:30, you know. Hebrews. Where's my Hebrews now? Are there Bible readers here? No? No? Yes, no? Okay, we'll work with what you've got. It's fine. Where's Hebrews now? Come on, guys, now. Don't tell me you don't read your Bible. What? Therefore, saints, having everything in there. No. I need that scripture itself. Fixing. Come on, Eugene. You don't know the Bible. You don't read it. Verse 13. Hebrews 11. Verse 40. My brother don't read his Bible, does he? Since God, start from verse 38, please. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes. He's talking about men of faith. Verse 39. These were all commended for their faith. Yet, someone say yet.
Yes.
None of them received what had been promised. Why? Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. For God had planned something better. So what is the job of PT in this generation? To let you know you are the generation. You are the last frontiers. Ah, look at the last frontiers. Look at them. You are the last frontiers that will perfect everything that started in time. You will perfect it in time. You are the ones. That's my voice. An assignment, and this is why I'm equipped thus, to let you know that this is a generation and this is a community, that everything that has happened before time was programmed. And I don't mind if that is difficult for you to bear. If you're not in that line, there's nothing we can do about it. So let's go back to scriptures now. So Isaac seems like he wasted time, but he didn't waste time. He stored time. It was stored up, and it was all stored for one day. Look at this day. This day will be the day the first church in the history of mankind will start. It's going to be the first time. So let's go into Exodus. That's the only scripture I will read. And then I'll give you what the Lord is saying to you, Spark Nation. And then we pray. Exodus. Moses was going to go now. God has commissioned him. And he was going to go to the Hebrews. I believe that will be Exodus chapter 4. Now he had had an encounter. Is it Exodus 4? No. Exodus 3. Read from verse 1, sister, please. Exodus 3 from verse 1.
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
It came to Horeb. Horeb is God's mountain, a place of encounter.
Yes, sir.
But it came into this location in time. I want you to listen to the technicalities of this. How long has it taken Moses to get to this Horeb? About 80 years. He spent the first 40 years of his life in the house of, in the palace of Pharaoh. But the first 40 years he spent, I repeat, the first 40 years he spent, yeah, he spent it. Spending. But God made him spend those first 40 years to learn the behavior of palace. So he had to spend time because he can't spend money. Let me tell you, a time will come that you can't give in Spark Nation, because whatever you're giving must be relevant to who you are giving it to. So Moses cannot go to the palace and say, well, Pharaoh, can I offer you money to learn? How? So the only thing he could spend there was time. So look at some of your brothers or sisters that God is raising now. They didn't come to Spark Nation with money. Huh? Obi, you live in a mansion now. I'm sure you came with mansion. You got it passed down. What did he come to spend? He had to spend time. At that time, he can't give. If he gives to me, it's laughable. But because he spent time right, he will take whatever is on me, and it is natural for him to multiply that in his life. Listen, it doesn't matter what he does. He will not be able to know how he's able to pay his mortgage or rent in a mansion. He will not know. He doesn't have to know. It will just be there. And they didn't hear me. I said, well, I don't know how I'm even going to pay my rent for next month. I said, well, I've been like that for 15 years. He will not know how he will grow into having the good things that he may desire in life, the one for which his mates are running helter-skelter. You know, we've lived in houses where the neighbors will come and say, what exactly do you do? It is after they've asked me, I'm thinking, okay, what do I even do? You know, they've left, and I'm thinking, okay, Toby, true talk. What do you do, Zev? It will not be able to know. Guess what? Now, why were they treating Moses like a prince? Because it was good? No, it was spending time in the palace, but he got that time from somewhere. Because he doesn't have his own time. So he must have gotten it from somewhere, right? Then he starts spending it. What you call time, he calls it the purpose for which you are created. So when Moses showed up, he came with Abraham's time. Because Abraham had seen time ahead, when he gave sacrifice, God said, behold, your children will be captives in another land for 400 years. He prophesied time ahead of time, so he saved time for Moses, so that Moses can spend time in the palace. So Moses starts spending this time. So much time, right? Because the issue with time is when it passes down from generation, it multiplies because it yields interest now. Listen. Libra Hande. Ma Libra Doza Mahanda. The time the children of Israel spent in Egypt was 400 years. Our generation has spent that time. Before it elapses, you will use it. I'll show you from scriptures. So anyway, when Moses showed up, time needs to fix him in the right place. So now it's fixed there because Abraham has spent this time, has saved this time for him. So now people began to respect him. The same grace that was upon Pharaoh, the same wealth of Pharaoh was upon Moses. This Moses was not qualified to be in the king's palace. But Abraham was qualified for a child and he didn't get that child in time, on time. So now Moses can spend it where he's not qualified. So Moses had grace. That's why they will not kill him. That's why the princess will see him in a basket and decide to take him home, because somebody has sown that seed in prophecy. Sown it in prophecy for him. So he has free time. 40 years he was there. Another 40 years he was in the house of another man called Jethro. You see this Jethro? He's the priest of Midian. We realized yesterday when our friends, our brothers and sisters are in prison, they will say they are serving time. They are serving. So exactly. Thank you, Pastor. Something you should be spending is your master, right? Businessmen do the same. They are in the same prison. Look, we are not businessmen. We are inheritors. It's like the son of Rockefeller say, "Oh, I'm a businessman." We know you are not a businessman. You inherited. Anyway, so now history has happened and God says, "I've got children in captivity who are spending time by birth." A generation, a Pharaoh arose that did not know Joseph. Time will not permit me to talk about Joseph because we needed to find whose time he spent. So, a generation, a king came, did not know Joseph, and now he began to treat the children of Israel badly, that when they did not start out as slaves, they are now operating as slaves. So God needed to visit a guy who has finished spending his time now and send him. So here, now Moses was, yes ma'am, that where you were reading.
Now Moses was 10.
Verse 2.
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
Who appeared to Moses? They didn't say nothing to me. Who appeared to Moses? The angel, the timer. Thank you. The angels are the timers. Are they not ministering spirit? Remember that they were sent forth. They were ahead of time, but when they see the guy they are looking for, Now, at the age of 80, Moses had become the guy that the angel can recognize, so he will show up. You didn't understand that, did you? So I told you yesterday that as for Sarah, what they were looking for is Sarah whose womb is dead. So they can keep coming as many times as they want, but if the womb is not dead, they haven't met that Sarah. Don't be afraid to be pushed to some level of problems, because it may be the activation of your angel, the timer, who is looking for you. He needs to find you in that state. In case you don't believe me, when Jacob was going on his journey, they came looking for him. He saw angels, but by the time the guy opened his mouth, they said, "This is not the Jacob we are looking for." They allowed him to go and suffer for 20 something years plus. When he was coming back, they wanted to check again, is this the guy? By that time, he has become the guy. So they examined him. They said, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Jacob." He said, No, you are mistaken. He said, "From your action, we realize the guy we are looking for. Even though you still don't know your name, but by your action, we know it's you." Please, the name they called Jacob that night, was that not the name they've called him when he was in his mother's womb? Two nations. But he did not enter into that nation. Spark Nation, I want you to listen to me tonight. So that when we pray and fast like this, until we enter. So he's been bearing that name all his life. But he did not enter that name. When the angels come, they find the supplanter Jacob. They find the Jacob who always knows the ideas. The slimy Jacob. But on that night, they found the Jacob who was alone. They found a broken Jacob. Do not be afraid of being broken. Do not be afraid of being alone. The angels are looking for you in that location of brokenness. They will pick you up and launch you into your name. It's an eternal name, and angels are looking for you. So that night, Jacob entered into his nationhood. You know, Sarah entered a nationhood, not motherhood. And say, "I want to be a mentoring womanhood, motherhood." No, God said, "Sarah, there are many mothers. But for you, what we program for you is nation. His name will be Isaac, and in your seed will all the nations be blessed." Not the number of children you've got. So the problem we have in this realm is we compare our life with the one we are Sarah, but we look at Sarah's. Then you go to the maker and say, "Why am I not like Sarah high?" God said, "No, I want nationhood for you, not womanhood." Anyway, Jacob entered that night. Let me give you an example. I've seen many churches that started with us, or maybe a little before us, and they started to grow. And when they became like 200, and we were still like 20. Say, "No, you don't know what we do. We do programs, bring Americans to speak, bring this to speak, bring that, go to conference." They even have one God-forsaken stuff they do. They call it church growth. The only problem is that their church growth was cancerous growth, because cancer is also a growth. Guess what? They stilled. then they busted. Because God kept saying, what I want for you, Spark Ministries, then, is nationhood. Not number growth. Not toothless dogs, 10,000 toothless people. 10,000 people of no influence. A church of nothingness. He said, I want nations for you. And if it's going to be nation, you've got to know how to tap into the time that was saved for you. And it has to take me time, because nobody in this realm is done what we are doing. So even when the Spirit of Truth is leading us this way, we don't know. And we're saying, what is this though? So you can come out on a Sunday and preach with so much fire and the people get angry. Because even you don't understand what you are trying to say, but there is something in you that is tearing out. There's something in you that is trying to reach a generation. But those in front of you can't get it. You're thinking, okay. And you go home when they say, oh, you know, just pipe it down a little. You're thinking, I should though. Because we've not seen this before. We've not seen this before. And God kept telling me, there is time saved for you, you know. Spend it. Don't serve it. But this encounter will change everything now. Read, sister, quickly, please. I've got to stop now.
That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives.
Jacob? No way. Are you talking from Jacob? We're in Exodus. Moses, still. I love what you did. That's beautiful. But she wanted to read the Jacob encounter, which is fine. But let's stay with Moses so that I don't take all your time, because time has been spent.
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire.
So the timer has come now. And he appeared in a flame of fire.
From within a bush.
Yep.
Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
Right.
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am.
The timers are the ones who lead us to divine encounters. And I said, well, I didn't see any angel, but you saw a pastor, you saw an apostle. Now, when the voice, the burning bush, attracted you to this house, there's a timer, therefore, in here, who then calls you by the name you are destined to be called by. You didn't hear me, did you? There's a timer. I understand time. That's why I can pick an imperfect person and ordain them as a pastor. Now, so someone else will say, oh, they have not gone through training. You are not their timer. Jesus. Nobody can be ordained on your own moral standard. Yeah. You don't take your own moral standard and create a person's ordination. How? Meaning, what you're saying, in other words, is if he hasn't done this and that, he shouldn't be a pastor. You're playing God. No man should do that. But Moses saw, so the bush was burning and a strange encounter. Like many of you came in here and you said, what is this? The strange encounter. And in that encounter, God begins to tell you about your timing. The seasons that you are in. God is telling us this week, Spark Nation, you are in a special timing. The timing is so special. And again, I will stand before you and to be a witness of time. It is about time. I'm to create an awareness of time. And I'm not naive that not everybody's heart is going to take to that. Because no matter what you do, some people are just going to serve time. In the name of trying to make it, you know, they're trying to make it, trying to make it. I'm going to go do this day. You're serving time. Okay. So now, where did we stop?
I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
Yeah.
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses, and Moses
jump
said,
to verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Moses said,
Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name?
Wait there. This is where we're rounding up, but this is the most important. Now, they are now grouped as a people. They are the Israelites. That's the first church. So the problem Moses now has is this. Because the church, don't forget this, the church means the called out ones. The ecclesia, right? Those that he called out of the old world and separated to himself. The Israelites in this instance. So now Moses is going to go deliver the first word that they will hear about a certain God. Moses has encountered as their pastor. He has encountered that God now. But the problem Moses has is, who am I going to tell them sent me? How will I introduce you to a people who have not had the same encounter like me? What will I call your name? And I thought God would say, well, Elohim Adonai, or some Hebrew name. And congratulations to those who are studying Hebrew. It means my grandmother in the village will never experience God. Fools. Moses says, what am I going to tell them now? How will I introduce you? Because if you are God as the Son, I can tell them the God of the Son, like Pharaoh worships. And they can see the Son, so they will relate. If I call you the sea, they can see the sea, and they will relate. But this thing I'm encountering now has no form. That's why I saw him as a fire. I can't even hold you. It has no description. I don't know if you've ever held a fire before. I don't know if you've ever held oil before. You can hold it. I don't know if you've ever held water before. It's that these three forms are the forms that God manifests with. He said, and I've not, how do I go back? How do I describe you? And you would have thought God is going to give it one simple, great answer. Let's hear what God says.
God said to Moses,
what?
I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites.
What?
I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses.
Wait. So God says, this is how you should introduce me. So when I woke up this morning, God said, speak to them about I am. Please, how do you define I am? What is the description of I am? It has no description, but it has life. So he said, it is not I was or I will be. Lord, what does that mean? Whatever my current situation is, he said, I am your situation now. I am. No, you didn't understand that. You didn't understand me. If you wake up 3 a.m., I am. Do you understand that now? It is not whatever. Okay, then he said what afterwards?
God also said to Moses,
what did he say?
Say to the Israelites,
that word,
the Lord, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
The description of I am is that whatever happened to Abraham was not past tense. You didn't hear me. Whatever happened to Abraham is me, I am. All the experiences of Isaac, I am. All the things that Jacob went through, I am. What you guys are about to experience is pre-planned. It is just manifesting in time. I am. You still don't get it. Say. How can I know the future right now? I've got to get into the I am. If I get into I am, the future is not 10 years time. I can see 10 years now. Because it all exists in him already. If it's I will be, then you will not know what is going on in the currency market. Because for you, God is I will be. How do we get to a place of revelation with God? How can there be a pity that we see 3 years ahead? Because I am in I am. Listen, before that encounter, do you know what Moses said to God when God called him? We've sang it as song. We've prayed on it. We've lifted our hands and worship on it. You know what he said to God when God called him? He said, here am I. They didn't hear me. Moses, God was not going to have a conversation with him about his experience in the palace. I wonder why God never brought up the topic of the person that Moses killed. Because when Moses answered that call, it was now a present matter. Anytime you say, Lord, here am I, what you are saying is that the past canceled, my mistakes canceled, my shortcomings canceled, wasted time canceled. You receive from the hand of the one who owns the past, the present, and the future. You receive the righteousness of men that have been righteous from the past, and the time that they didn't fulfill those promises, you exchange it right there. Here am I, oh God, send me. What you were saying with that is, this is no longer a matter of the past. When he says, I am, tell them, it's so big for me that I don't know how to describe this tonight. Spark Nation, you've entered the I am. You know what will begin to happen after this fast? You will see the future clearly. You will know what to invest in. And it will not take 2 years before you inherit. Now, it began to say, I am wood. Read when it said, say also to him, I'm the God of wood.
God also said to Moses,
say to the Israelites,
the Lord, the God of your fathers.
Now, they're going to accumulate, they're going to gather all the times accumulated. That's why he refers as the God of the line. They didn't hear me. I am the God of the line upon which you've now fallen, Moses. I own that line. I created that line. In other words, that line is I am. Yes.
line is still active. That's why it is I am. Did you hear what I just said? The line is still alive. In other words, Abraham did not die. He said, God is not the God of the dead. It is a living spirit. The line of Abraham is still alive. I am the God of your fathers.
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever.
Till when? Till Jesus dies?
Forever.
And then the name
you shall call me from generation to generation.
The name you will call me from generation to generation. Friends, are we in a generation? Is this a generation? Please talk to me. Is this a generation? No wonder. The Bible will later tell us in Galatians chapter 3, time will not permit me, that those who are of faith are now of Abraham. Now, what I'm about to say must excite you. In other words, if time was passed down by Rockefeller fellow family and their children are now billionaires, and they have got Abraham as a father in this generation. I've got Isaac as a father in this generation. I've got Jacob as a father in this generation. Sit down. Those are my dads. Those are my fathers. Are you listening to me tonight? Don't forget what I started with. That those who have that, those wealth passed down to them, they now control how the slaves who are on the edge, how they invest their money. The church is supposed to be controlling the economic mountain. Why? Because of the name of our Father. Because of the fathers we have. They did pass these things down. That's why he said, the name I want to be known by from generation to generation is I am. The God of Abraham. All the time that Abraham had to wait for. The God of Isaac. That all these people, back to Hebrews now, that even though they had the promise, they did not receive them in fullness so that they will not be made complete without us. So the fathers are sitting in heaven tonight. When stagnation began to rise little by little, they are looking at us and say, can this generation take this on? Or will they be under this age? Will they hear their timer? PT, will they hear their timer and decide to arise? Or will they hear him and go back to their community and listen to the underage people? Underage 70-year-olds. Because underage does not mean numbers. He didn't say as long as he's under numbers. It's under this age. He says, this is not possible. That's not possible. Or will they activate when they hear their timer? Our brothers are underage. That's why they are selling drugs. Our brothers are underage. That's why they are also addicted to success. There's only one thing to be addicted to, the word. Maybe giving as well. You must have a giving addiction. People must look at you and say, there's a problem. It's addicted. Giving addiction brought me this far, believe me. Giving addiction does not make you have less. Never does. But there are people under this age. We want to pray tonight. I say, tell the people I am. The man who sees tomorrow because he's attached to a lifeline. Abraham Isaac. The blessing they carry is what Jesus came to activate. He exchanged his life for you and mine, for yours and mine. Again, when we say exchange his life, he exchanges time. The only reason why he lived was to die. In other words, to save time for you so that you can live the life that the first Adam was supposed to live. We've got time. We've got time. No wonder I read from scripture, if they obey and serve him, they will live their days in pleasure and spend their years. They will spend it in prosperity. They will spend it. Their years will not spend them. They will be the ones spending it. You see, I'm putting 5 years into this one. I'm going to do this one for 5 years. They are the ones spending time. You understand? That's why you've got to be careful. Don't be a slave to friendship. People, because underage will make you spend your time for people because of friendship. Say, well, I have no choice. No, you spend your time. A prestigious university called me to come and speak and deliver a paper for doctorate. Oh, come and speak, whatever they're speaking there. God says, I want you to spend that time fasting and prayer. I didn't call them, I sent them a text. So when is the next program coming up? They say, sir. I said, yeah, maybe I'll make it to that one. Oh, sir, are you saying you're not coming to this one? Come on, you're at university, you should understand grammar. In the mayor's office, when he was talking, other pastors sitting there, and their time is being spent for them. So when I realized that I don't want to spend, because he said I will spend my time. He said the king of the people will entreat your favor. So when I stood up and walked out, because I'm thinking, I'm not spending it on you again. You understand? I'm not going to spend it. He said they will spend. They will not serve the time. Well, everybody was sitting there like a jellyfish. It's me you're talking. I walked out, look at the guy in his face. What are you going to do? The next day, I was the first they wrote a letter to. Oh, we realized, blah, blah, blah. There's, oh, come on, get out of here, man. I'm in control of my time. You know why? You know why? If a man knows how to spend their time in the right place, it is not how much time you spend chasing business. Because time was passed down to us, and if we have time, and we do, if a person has time, it means that they can accomplish in 4 minutes what others accomplish in 400 years. The glory of this latter house, Spark Nation. This week, as I round up, I've spoken to you about the I am. My current situation is I am. It's not like, oh, what's going on with my life? And those of you who still say that you are underage, those of you who have yo-yo mood, up and down, underage, you will be slaves. It doesn't matter how much you pray and how much you, hey, now I'm back, I'm hallelujah, hallelujah. You're underage. Underage. A child knows that he should use the potty, but decides to do it on his body, is still underage. It doesn't make the child illegitimate. Oh, so no, God doesn't love me anymore. That's even an action of underage. I am the God of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am. So, this will be the first church of your generation. No, you didn't hear me. On Sunday, we're going to declare churches.
the Elite Church, the City of David Church, the Tulse Church, the Church at Eastside, the Power-Based Church, the Church in Syracuse, the Church in Greenwich. Which other one now? The Church in Brixton, the Brixton Church, the Connect Church, the C25 Church. So it commands me, therefore, to introduce, like he said to the children of Israel. Okay. It commands me to say to you about the I Am. If there's anything I've learned through this journey, is to learn about him as the I Am. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Please mark my words. In less than 24 months, any young person that will be anything significant will come from these churches. Because God is saying, finally I found people that, and our giving on Sunday is a statement. You know, I told one of your sisters this week, I said, if you're doing something for me and we complain all the time, we fight, oh, you shouldn't do that, da, da, da. I said, after the complaint, if I say, you did this wrong, you didn't respond to this, you'll say, oh, sorry, da, 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 and we move on, right? We do another thing. I said, but the issue is this. That perceived or factual incompetence is a statement into the spirit realm. That when the next level is ready, you have no capacity for it. So right now, you're already making that statement. Everything we do this week is a statement. Meaning, if it is a statement into the spirit realm, if, in other words, the pastor may like you and say, oh, let's go to the next level. But the spirit realm says, look, it's not the job of this. Pastor, you're not doing your job. You are just sent here. So in the next one, we can't use her. You can like her. If you like her, give her money. If you like her, whatever you do, you do that. You like. But when it comes to assignment, everybody makes statement into the realm of the spirit. I cannot copy my friend in my giving. Because we're making statement. So those of you who go listen to people underage, already in their timeline has come, because the people's fathers have spent their time with his time. Tomorrow, I speak about, I've been young, now I'm old. In order, I've spent time. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg for bread. I introduce the I Am to you, that when we enter a situation, I know that God was there before I got there. Because he is I Am. The great Shaddai. El Shaddai. The one who holds my life in his hand. And he doesn't see my future. He is my future. And if I walk in him and I obey the people that he's put over my life, my prosperity will be great. I didn't have time. I wanted to show you when David said the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. He said, behold, I have a godly heritage. Ay, 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 ay. David was saying, the whole wealth you see me have, right? Or give me that scripture on the screen. The wealth you see me have is because of a line, Psalm 67, I think, is because a line fell unto me in pleasant places. He didn't fall to Saul in a pleasant place at all, but he was still part of a line. The boundary lines is a boundary line are falling for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful, I told you about inheritance. It's an inheritance. You didn't work for it. Spark Nation, what we're about to enter into, we're not the ones that work for it. It is a line that has fallen onto us in a pleasant place. And if you're here tonight and you are still out of line,
When the altar time comes, and I only have 10 more minutes to close this service. When the altar call time comes, come and get in line. Stop staying out of line. Don't go join the line of these times. It is a waste of time out there. These guys look like they are important, or they are making it. They are wasting time. Fall into this line. We are fasting. Why are you fasting? To stay in line. Because the wind is coming. We want to pray tonight. If you are not born again, or you know you come to trouble, you're already out of line, come and get back into line, because this is the night you can. It's the second day of the fast. You know you are, sometimes some of you have one toe in the line and the other leg out of line. You're still in line with the old people, the old guy, the old girl in your life. You're still in that line. And I'm not preaching to you as a pastor. I'm preaching to you as a timer. To say that there is a time, a season is upon us, Spark Nation. The line I will never allow anybody to speak to me about is my giving line. Because in that line, if a penny is missing, even though I gave 3,000 and it's supposed to be 3,001 pound, I'm still out of line, my friend. Just an example. We want to pray tonight as we close the second day of fast. But I can't go on. We can't all pray if we don't pray for those who feel and know that they are out of line. Or you constantly go out of line, you quickly jump back in, but the next time you jump back in, you were asked to go behind three more people. Yes, I know you only went out of line for 10 seconds. You went out of line for 2 days. I don't care what caused you to go out of line, you know. By the time you came back, you have to kill behind three people. You can buy back time now. You can redeem time. Spark Nation, God is raising a new army. If you are here tonight and you've not given your life to Jesus, or you know you are out of line, there is a godly heritage for you. I'm calling you into that inheritance tonight. I want you to walk towards me. No official coming yet, apart from the worshippers can come. In case you're here tonight and you know, Pastor, I'm out of line and I know it. Or I constantly jump out of line. Before we all pray in line tonight, you want to give your life to Christ, or you're far away from the Lord and you want to make a reconciliation back to line tonight, you can be restored tonight. Come straight to the altar. Walk towards me. There are just 7 people. Just 7. There is prosperity in this line. Thank you, my brother. Let him pass. There is prosperity on this line. There is a godly heritage. I am is the one calling you. I'm waiting for 3 more people. There is no prosperity out there. There is deceit. This is the line. Come on this line. I'm waiting for 2 more people. There's a godly heritage on this line. You are making a mighty decision tonight. Your life will never be the same.